This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at EmpowerRadio.com. I am so blessed to interview people from all over the world, all over the country, and oftentimes I have the privilege of interviewing other people, motivational people, that host their own radio shows. Today's one of those days. Today, my guest, Helen Wu, does host her own radio show all about self-aid and more. And I'm going to let Helen really delve into what self-aid is and what her definition of it is. But let me just read to you this one quote. Positive thinking in combination with positive action always leads to a positive outcome. That quote is on Helen's website. And if you've heard me talk before, you've heard me say that I really love the law of attraction, but I always felt that it was missing. They don't focus enough on the law of action. So when I read that quote on Helen's page, I knew that she was meant to give us all a boost of her wisdom. So welcome to Soulful Living, Helen.
Hi, thank you for having me, Terry. It's a pleasure.
I'm doing fabulous, and it's really great because around here, everybody calls me the Bliss Lady. So when I saw that positive quote on your website, I thought, yeah, this is definitely somebody I want to help share the message of.
Well, I love it, the Bliss Lady. Yeah, no, life is about being happy.
So it really is. You know, we're born happy, and then all of a sudden the shift takes place. And I know you, like many other people, have had your share of challenges in life, to put it mildly. I read your bio, and I read that it said Helen endured life. So you endured it. You know, you weren't really living to your full potential. How did you get out of that? What happened to, you know, kind of spark that difference in your life?
Wow. I wasn't living to my full potential. Well, you know, honestly, there's just one challenge after another that just got me through pretty much, I would call it, the worst times of my life. But, you know, the combination, I think, of one challenge after another just gets you better. I don't know if people realize that, but once we do realize that, we really do go into our next challenge with better tools. Like, that's why I created self-aid, because that's what I use today for any new challenges that come my way. I know how to beat them. I've gone through, like you said, you've got my bio in front of you. I hope you have my book, too.
I love the book. Who doesn't want a woo-ism? Okay.
from you know, abuse, mental and physical, to different types of, might be rebellious phase. I did a lot of crazy things and encountered, you know, being with a lot of, you know, the wild side, people that I know that I was taught not to hang out with, you know, did things that I told I was not supposed to do, to depression, to a serious betrayal and financial devastation, my best friend stealing everything from me. So yeah, there's been definitely a lot of challenges in my life. But you're saying, how did I get past it? Wow. First and foremost, I want everybody to know that it's one step at a time. You know, nothing happens overnight, nothing.
That's for sure.
So, but yes, that's why I created self-aid. It's just everything about self-aid is what I take with me every single day. And these are the tools that I use to make sure that I was going to be the complete me after a disaster, after a challenge, you know, so I can beat the challenge. I think all of us have it in us to do that.
Mm-hmm. And so self-aid is an acronym for what?
Okay, well, this is very important to me, and I hope to, you know, anyone who reads my book and knows anything about me. Self-aid, the S stands for the title itself. It is self-aid, helping myself. But in order to help myself, I have to acknowledge, first and foremost, that I have room for improvement and always know that I'm not perfect so that I can always be better tomorrow. So I always have room, if I acknowledge that, for change, to better myself, then here I start right now. As acknowledging it. E in self aid is for esteem, having self-esteem and confidence, but also having esteem for others. Because in order to be good at all areas that I want to improve at, I want to look up to others, admire others, and learn from them, not be envious of them and be jealous and say, oh, God, I wish I had what they have. It's not fair. Instead of looking at it in that outlook, you admire them and have esteem for others, and you can learn to be better and better in all areas that you want to improve.
And imagine if the planet, if every being on the planet had a mutual high regard level of esteem for each other. Can you imagine how much more light and love would be flowing through?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You know, the world would be a friendlier place. You know, we wouldn't
have
the news that we watch on TV now. You know, we wouldn't have all the bad news. It would be like a friend. We would love each other. We would be at peace, you know?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
That's important. Well, L comes right into that, what we're just talking about, peace. L stands for two things I take with me everywhere I go. Two chapters on that. L stands for love and laughter. And these are two so, you know, things that we don't think about every day, but there are two things that are so important in our lives. I mean, mm-hmm. without love, we have something pretty dark, and, you know, we're not going to go out and accomplish anything. And without laughter, my goodness, I wouldn't be me. I have to laugh. I have to go out into this world to either have someone make me laugh, or I make someone laugh, or just, you know, or I just do laughter yoga, which I'll talk to you about later on in the show, which, you know, you laugh for no reason at all.
I love laughter yoga. I'm a certified laughter yoga practitioner, and I love it.
That is so great. You know, I talk about laughter yoga. That is wonderful. I love it. I have not encountered anyone that does that yet. I love that.
It's a great tool.
I did that with my son.
It's a great tool.
I think it's wonderful. Yeah, let's talk about that in a bit. F stands for freedom, and this one's the hardest thing to do, to let go of our baggage, to let go of our any negative emotion, the anger, the resentment, holding on to grudges and blaming others and yourself. F was the hardest thing for me to do because it also includes forgiveness, forgiving mm-hmm. myself and others for any wrongs that have happened, for any pain that has happened to me. And so F is probably, you know, something that we have is a work in progress for most of us. But once we let go, that feeling is so incredible. That weight off my chest was incredible. And it took me years, but wow, once I did that, I am able to, like, in anything that happens now or into the future that could be hurtful towards me, I know how to let go of it very quickly now. Do you see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Absolutely. You know, I always tell people that I experience pain and suffering and fear and anxiety and all of the other emotions and challenges that almost every being on the planet experiences. I've just learned to make them more moments instead of allowing them to be prolonged experiences in my life. And it really sounds like that's where the freedom comes in, and that's what you've been able to establish in your own life.
It was hard, though. I can't lie. You know, I can't tell
it
you.
It is hard.
It's not overnight. It's really a progress of wanting to be better, wanting to get over the pain, wanting to stop feeling so down, wanting to stop being broken, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all broken at one point or another. I'm 45. I think that didn't they say that if you are 35, you would have had your heart broken a few times already? So, you know, it's one of those situations where we just have to learn how to mend ourselves. We have to learn how to let go.
Right. And let me just say, you know, it's not necessarily romantically that your heart is broken. You know, we are here to love. And when we are not receiving it in the way that we think we need to, we develop our own attachment to that and feel some type of loss, which most people would describe as a broken heart. And that's not necessarily a romantic thing. It could be many experiences like you, your experience with your best friend and partner. That's a broken heart.
Oh, she broke me. She tore
yes.
me a million pieces. I loved her that much. I mean, really, that friendship was, to me, so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she really, really took me for, first of all, she surprised the heck out of me. I had I can laugh about it today only because I have let go. But here's the thing, as I was going through it, you know, for maybe a few weeks, a month, I was really having the hardest time. My heart was in a million pieces, not to mention the next 6 years of me trying to fix my financial life because she stole everything I had. So,
right.
Yeah, it was a very tough, yeah, my heart was completely broken. And you are exactly right. It's not just about romantic relationships. It's about all relationships in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so then let's talk about the A in A.
Yes, that is so important. And wow, you know, a lot of experience later, you know, I know how to habitually change my thoughts. So it's all about the attitude. Mm-hmm. The mindset is so important. Self-A, the A stands for attitude and keeping a positive one. Knowing sometimes also that your brain has a bad thought and knowing how to push that out and bring in something good. And mm-hmm. that keeps you in a positive attitude, because that attitude is the difference between a bad and a good day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important. And if we could just kind of learn, we have to learn to do it all, always practice and practice. Practice makes us, gives us habits. And then when we have the good habits, we have a good attitude all the time, which is great.
Yeah. And we've been so embedded in a particular way for a long time that it really does take time to get used to everything, even changing your attitude, you know, because you've carried with you a certain thought process for so many years. So you can't just turn the switch on overnight. You're going to have those times where you feel like you're, you know, falling off the wagon or whatever it is you want to call it. But keeping those tools close to you and knowing how to shift that perspective is really a key to success.
Really is. And one of the ways is what we talked about earlier, which is laughter yoga. You find yourself in a bad mood and forcing yourself to laugh anyway. I go into the mirror if I'm having not the greatest day, and I'll just laugh for no reason at all. Somehow, some way, that laughter brings out a real laughter, you know? So
it does. Because
so you start laughing.
It's so childlike, you know? It's so childlike that you cannot help but connect with that place of joy.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I definitely, you know, I'm so grateful that, you know, I'm talking to someone who actually knows what it is. there are like 5,000 laughter yoga clubs around the world now. But overall, it's just a beautiful thing. And it helps you helps your health. It helps keeps you healthy. It keeps you young. And it brings out the endorphins. I mean, it really, there's so much about laughter that is healthy for us. That's good for us in every way possible, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, in every way. So that's important.
One of the things that I read when I was doing the research on your work was how you were really inspired by Ellen and watching her daily to really help you stay in that place of laughter and joy.
So important. Oh, my goodness. That 1 hour of laughter a day during my deep, dark depression mm-hmm. was so important to me. I cannot tell you. I mean, I talk about this so often because anyone can go and look for their inspiration. And I'm sure you can find Ellen as your inspiration easily if you just check her out for 1 hour. But there's all different things we can do, whether it be your favorite movie, your favorite book, or just calling that friend that you know that's going to make you laugh. You know, just so many little ways of finding an inspiration when we're at our lowest low.
Even as simple as standing in front of the mirror.
Yes.
And laughing at yourself.
I love that because I do that. It's important. These are such simple things. Ellen made me laugh for 1 hour. And I kept saying to myself after that hour, why am I back to my depression? Why is it I can laugh 1 hour a day? I started realizing if I can do that during her hour of watching that show, I can do it the rest of the day. And then I started seeking other ways of inspiring myself, other ways of finding a smile or a laugh. And that was so important. So Ellen definitely brought me out of a very dark place. I'm so grateful, forever grateful.
Well, and speaking of shows, listeners, I'm chatting with Helen Wu. You can find all of Helen's information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. And we're talking about the acronym associated with the title of her radio show and her book. The title of her life right now really is Self-Aid. And we're up to the I. So what is the I for?
Well, the most attractive trait I find in a person, and that includes myself, my friends, my business associates, my son, the most attractive characteristic, I believe, is integrity. And yeah. So I stands for integrity. You take that with you wherever you go and you don't stray. So my word is my word. When I give that word, I follow it with action. I do not stray. I do not walk away from what I say. So the power of the word is very important, but you follow it with action. Whether you're rich or poor, high or low, big or small, it doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter how, you know, how you were raised with a silver spoon in your mouth or, you know, in the streets of, you know, a place that's not, that's not very friendly or not very easy growing up. Bottom line is integrity is so important to our everything that we do in our lives. I'm such a person of character now. When I look to my friends and myself even, I believe that it is so important to do what we say. You know, the words people pleaser. I think I used to be that way 15 years ago, maybe even 10. Just to say or do what people expect of me. Or just good for people. That's, you know, that's not being the real you. You know, I think the real us is something pretty powerful, and you know, we should not stray away from it. I just find that the integrity, and we have an integrity chapter in my book. You'll see, you know, Oprah leaves. There's so many different beautiful quotes under integrity. I feel that we should not just say it, talk the talk. We have to walk the walk as well.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And when you are being a people pleaser or when you are living anything outside of the truth of who you are, then you invite those moments of depression and disconnect and lack into your life. You know, staying true to who you are is really one of the keys to living a more fulfilling life. And what a great example for your children.
Oh, I was so proud when my son came home with an integrity award. I was, in smaller print on the bottom of the certificate, it said he would tell the truth even if he thought he would be getting into trouble. I mean, how beautiful is that? I love that. I said, I taught him right.
Yeah, I mean, what a great example. What a great example. He's going to tell the truth even when he thinks he's going to get in trouble. And that's something that I always try to instill in my kids. You know, you deal with the consequences of your own actions, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent.
Oh, that is so important to me. And, you know, just the trait integrity, if you're looking at a romantic partner, it's very sexy. I think it's the sexiest trait. So I'm definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my husband is one of those men of integrity. You know, he does it his way. He always lives up to his word. And we actually had a disconnect at one time because he would take so much thought in before a response because he wanted to make sure that whatever he said, he was going to be able to back it up. And I'm kind of an impulsive person, you know, spontaneous, I guess you would say. So we would have these conversations and I would be like, well, come on, honey, can't you just answer that? Come on. But he would, you know, he is such a man of his word that he wanted to make sure that whatever he said, he was going to be able to back it up. Yeah, that is super sexy.
That is. That really is. I mean, wow. I look for that now in everyone I associate myself with, my business partners, my child, like I said, my friends, my best friends. Integrity is a powerful, powerful thing to have, a powerful characteristic. And, you know, for those who it doesn't come easy, like you said, it's okay to think before doing and saying, you know, and it's wonderful because
yeah,
it keeps them from
saying,
you know, we can all learn it and be better people.
Okay, so let's get to the D, sister.
All right. Well, D stands for what we all say every, probably since we were little kids. D stands for dream. But in my version of what a dream is, it's not just telling people today, I have a dream. This is what I plan to do. My version of dream is finding our life purpose, like which I found mine, unfortunately, through a lot of disaster, through a lot of hardship, a lot of challenges later, when I hit rock bottom, I literally found my passion. And when you found your life message, your life purpose, your passion for something that you know that was this is meant for you to do for the rest of your life, you are now not just going to say, I live my dream. I now say that I'm in my dream. I'm living it. I'm in the journey right now, and I love every moment of it. I don't just say to you now, I have a dream. I wish I could do this one day. I'm actually doing it, and I'm in the process, and I love every moment of it. And I hope that everyone can feel that way.
Well, and again, I mean, that is really something wonderful to leave as a legacy for your child. You know, for him to be able to witness someone actually living their dream is really going to help him move forward in life in a positive direction, and yet still have the tools, you know, based upon what you're sharing and teaching, he's going to have those tools to let go of that which no longer serves his highest good a lot faster than most people. So we're talking about your woo-isms, you know, attached with your self-aid. And so for listeners, woo-isms are basically Helen's interpretation of the many, many quotes that are out there to inspire us and help us move in life. And some of the ones that I found really cool was this one from Mark Twain. It says, work like you don't need the money, love like you've never been hurt, dance like nobody is watching. Okay, that quote's out there everywhere. Everybody loves it. And her wooism is, put a little passion into every thought and action. You will ultimately create the amazement that is the outcome of your dreams. That's awesome.
Exactly. And I really feel that. So, and you know, people have inspired me all after the Ellen DeGeneres 1 hour a day in my darkest time. I went out and I sought inspiration. And guess what that was? Words, powerful, powerful words and thoughts from these incredible people, past and present.
Mm-hmm. I tell my students all the time, one of the best ways to keep yourself at a positive place is to surround yourself not just with positive people like Ellen. I mean, come on, look what she's challenged, right? And laughter, but positive words, you know, surround yourself so that everywhere you turn, there's something that brings you back to a place of positivity and joy and bliss, you know, touches your soul. Because so many times, that's really what we need. I mean, we get lost in a disconnect or a funk or a depression or whatever. And if we can just view something positive in front of us, something that elevates our soul, that helps us return to that place of love, that's just the spark we need to pull us out of that funk, even if that's momentary.
So important. I think that is so important. And it's all within us. We all have the power to do this.
And you have hundreds of quotes in your book, quotes for every chapter and your own version of what you think it is. I'm looking at another one that, of course, goes so in line with the legacy that you're leaving for your child and for all of those whose paths you walk on. You know, it's Abraham Lincoln's quote, and in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. And so the wooism there is, when I die, I hope to leave behind a legacy. Wow, isn't that awesome that we're talking about legacies, right?
Yes.
Most importantly, I hope to be remembered for living my life to the fullest, living purposefully and passionately through my thoughts and my words. I hope to be remembered as a woman of conviction. Girl, you are right on that.
That's very, and I mean every word. So it's simple, simple reading in my book, but I mean every word of it. It's something I do, I affirm to myself every day, or it's an action that I do every day. So that's what you see in the wooism. These are my thoughts.
And what I love is that you can open up the book to any page and skim over it. And you don't even have to go any further if you don't want to, because you're going to find a spark on that page.
Thank you. I'm so proud. I'm getting such great feedback like that. And the very end, too, is a gratitude chapter, because you cannot live life without giving gratitude. So I give thanks every day.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Okay, listeners. Helen, we're down to the wire here. We only have 2 minutes left. I encourage everybody to visit the Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. Find all of Helen's information. You can click on the links and get a dose of her radio show and her books and her speaking engagements and all the amazing things that she does. And Helen, I love for my guests to leave the listeners with a thought, something that they can take out into the day to inspire themselves, elevate their soul, or really, in this case, aid, you know, some element of self-aid to help them live a more fulfilling life.
Here's the one of the easiest things you can do if you're finding yourself caught and not really sure how to finish your task for the day or how to get over this bad mood. Look in the mirror and be like the little engine that could. And just say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And by the end of you saying it several times, you're going to have a smile on your face and you're going to go out and you're going to do it. And I honestly affirm myself every day. Affirmations are the most important things to do every day, because once you affirm it enough, you start doing it and then you get your goals done. And thank you so much for having me, Terry. I'm so happy to be here. I hope that people can visit me. You can get my book, Self-Aid Inspirations to Turn Struggles into Success, on Amazon too as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Helen. And thank you for your inspiration.
Thank you, Terry.